Right now, it's our pleasure to welcome a couple special guests. We're going to talk about Luminaries Camps. I have, first of all, Gina here with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
It's wonderful to have you. And I think Susan's here. Are you there, Susan?
Yes, I am, Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm great. And thank you both for joining us. Luminary is a nonprofit that presents incredible experiences for students in and around our area. There's a few camps that still have some openings, which is rare at this time of the year. So I wanted to be sure we had a chance to have you talk about them in case folks would like to take advantage of the openings available. I'll turn it over to the two of you to talk.
Well, this is Gina. I'm hopping in just to say it's so exciting that Luminary is celebrating its 10th anniversary this summer. So we've had 10 years of helping young people explore career passions, discover passions that they didn't even think were in their wheelhouse. And so it is exciting to see this anniversary coming. And we do have so many great camps. And I'll toss that to Susan to talk about Ambassador, which starts this week.
Well, Ambassador Camp, as you know, Larry, is the 7-day camp, and it helps teens master the skills of a successful ambassador, especially the vital art of diplomacy. So we will be taking our students for 4 days for the Pittsburgh portion of the camp. They learn everything from conflict resolution to negotiating just about anything, not just in a formal diplomatic setting, but possibly in things in their community, in their homes, in schools. And we want to make them good corporate citizens in the future also. So we will be learning a little bit about business. And some of the other things that we're doing, we will be teaching them public speaking as well. And we will be having Saturday Light Brigade representatives there helping them with that to get them comfortable so that they can actually go in the second part of our camp, which is in Washington, D.C., so they can actually go to foreign embassies and present themselves to diplomats. And also they would be able to introduce themselves, ask questions, and conduct kind of a diplomatic trip to a what would in essence be a foreign country because you're on foreign soil when you walk in. So it's really interesting that they have this opportunity, and we can't wait to meet this year's group because now, it was the flagship 10 years ago that this started.
How old must you be to attend that camp?
A rising 8th grader to a rising 12th grader, so generally from 13 to 18 years old.
That's there's lots of folks. That's a perfect opportunity to learn some of these skills and to learn from each other, too. One of the fun parts about a camp like this is you get to meet people your own age, more or less, who you might not ordinarily meet.
Right, and it's just such a mind broadening practice to be able to do this, to be able to walk in and really present yourself in a very unique way at a very young age. It's unique, and there's really no other camp exactly like this in Western Pennsylvania. Hilda Peng Fu, as you know, founded this with an idea to broaden our horizons and to really make corporate citizens and community leaders in the future.
Now, that camp is called I Want to Be an Ambassador.
Right.
Luminary.org is how you can get details. Luminary.org. Now, there's also a writing camp and a culinary camp, right?
Right. I have taught the Teen Writer Camp for the last 9 years, and I enjoy that so much because, as you just mentioned, kids get to meet one another and interact, but they get to share their work with virtually strangers. And that's a hard thing for young people, for young creative writers who might show it to their friends, they might show it to their family members. But to really workshop your creative writing in the setting the way professional writers do, you read it to strangers, you get that feedback, that's really brave. And so I appreciate that opportunity for young people to come in and do that. But one of the great things about Teen Writer is that I've been a writer my entire life and professionally for the last 32 years. And so many people say, well, don't you find that isolating if you're just in your room typing all day? And what I like to tell the teen writers and show them is that you can't be inspired when you're stuck in a stuffy old room. We take to the streets during this camp. We look at our surroundings to be inspired by the people and the places. We use our imaginations to say, well, this is what we saw, but what if we tweaked this? What if we fictionalized it, but still used those sensory observations from the real world to inform the writing, to make it so rich, to make it dynamic, to make it feel real to the reader as well? So our teen writers do a lot of writing, but we are out in the world, and that's a really exciting part of it.
Gina, you're offering a bit of a class just now to people as they listen. And I hope that the writers taking this class that get involved in the workshop will consider sharing their work on the radio with us Saturday morning. We'd love to do that.
Now, we hope so as well, and we encourage them to get out there, and we teach them how to publish their work or submit it to respectable competitions or respectable scholarship opportunities, or to do things like yours, because there are a lot of people who sort of prey on young writers.
Oh, yes.
If you pay us this amount of money, then we'll publish your work. And we help them steer clear of any gimmicks like that and steer them towards reputable and exciting opportunities like you just mentioned.
That's good practical advice. Now, we just have about a minute. The culinary camp, are there still openings for that?
There are some culinary openings for Camp Delicious, and kids get to cook and eat and gain confidence in the kitchen. And that's a great camp, but we also have another camp called Speak and Tell, and that is a camp that has openings as well, and it's about public speaking, like Susan just mentioned. That's one of the most valuable skills a young person can cultivate, and we know that so many people are afraid to speak in public. So Speak and Tell, which runs June 24th to the 27th, is an opportunity for anybody, aspiring journalists, actors, somebody who wants to be the speech and debate team, somebody who's interested in problem solving and being a community activist, or school leadership positions. This is not just public speaking, which is a phrase that scares people. This is about speaking effectively in public and to the public. And like I said, that's one of the most exciting and valuable skills that a young person can cultivate. So Speak and Tell, Camp Delicious, you know, Teen Writer, those are all opportunities they can learn about at luminari.org.
And Susan, you were going to add?
I was going to say the directors this year, it's a fantastic group. Michael Bartley, Michelle Wright, and some of the guests are Sally Wiggin, a veteran broadcaster who just retired, has some time to come out and give some fantastic tips. So this would be an opportunity that is unequaled by any to be able to come in and learn from these professionals, award-winning professionals who are outstanding in their field.
Sounds terrific. Go to luminary.org. It is there where you will find more information. Thank you so much, both of you, for being with us. Anything else you wanted to mention?
It's the 10th anniversary year, and we are so delighted to have had so many students come through the camp. And we want to say happy anniversary to all of them and to Hilda Pang Fu for 10 years of an amazing opportunity.